This is Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Chuck Hinman. A photographer based in Providence has been documenting a family with a transgender grandparent. The photos are part of an exhibit destined for the Boston Children's Museum in the fall, and it's on display this week in Provincetown, Massachusetts. For this month's Artscape, I'm joined by the photographer, Matthew Clowney, and the grandmother featured in the photographs, Erica Tobias. And good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Chuck. You're making me sound very old.
Oh, by calling you a grandmother.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's not my fault, is it?
No.
Well, let's start with you, Matthew. How did you come up with this idea to photograph children with a transgender grandparent?
I've been working with families for about 10 years making photographs. There's been a sort of a heavy concentration on families that have some kind of unique quality about them, something that some people would consider other. In large part, it's just a celebration of our different family makeups and individuals. As a straight, cisgendered man, I've been looking for ways to be a more active ally. And I should also say that there's not a whole lot of this conversation being had that's directed towards children that I'm aware of. And we thought it would be nice to try to work with a family that has young children so that we could introduce this subject to families and to children in a way that would really make sense to them.
Matthew, how did you meet Erica? I take it you didn't know her before.
That's true. Erica might be able to answer this better. We met Erica through an advocate and speaker named Grace Stevens.
Grace has been very well known in the transgender community in the greater Boston area. She's an author, and she had become acquainted with my family because, quite frankly, when I had made the decision that this was a direction I wanted to go with, I've never met anyone transgender in my life or that I was aware was transgender. So I reached out to Grace and I asked her for the opportunity to sit down and just pick her brain a bit, because my feeling was this was a direction I needed to move in, but I really didn't have any immense background on that. So Grace was nice enough to help me out at the beginning, and then she's seen how accepting my family has been and how much full of love they are.
So, Erica Tobias,
yes.
I take it this is a relatively recent change for you.
It has been.
How did that come about?
Well, you know, honestly, I've been married twice in my life, and, you know, thankfully I've had wonderful relationships, and my second marriage, my wife of 20 years, passed away from cancer. And it was really from going through her illness with her. We fought together to keep her alive. And then afterwards, in her subsequent death, it made me realize how precious life is and how we all deserve to be happy. And this is something that I needed to be happy.
What was it like working on this exhibit, having these photographs taken?
Matthew and Margaret came out. They spent the weekend with my family at my home. Matt slept there, so he was there when we went to bed at night, and he was there with his camera when we opened our eyes in the morning, and that was a little challenging. But honestly, you know, it just was a really great working relationship, and Matt made it very clear to us, Matthew, he said, I want you to live your life. We're just here to kind of watch it. And, you know, for the most part, we forgot there were even cameras there.
Did the experience change the family in any way? Or?
I think it probably did, in the respect that I think it gave us a greater appreciation of who we are. You know, when you're living your life, you sometimes don't appreciate what you have going for you. But, you know, we have a family full of love, and we care for one another, and we have fun. We have lots of fun. And I think as a family, what this really did for us is it gave us the opportunity to help others. So that's become like a common denomination between all of us, that if we can help make it easier for other transgender children, families, parents, grandparents, and make their life a little bit easier and maybe even save a life. You know, as families become more and more accepting of their own, it makes it easier for those people to live life.
If I can add about working with Erica's family, we had a goal of working together over many weeks, but logistically we weren't able to make that work. So we had to squeeze the bulk of our shooting together into one kind of action-packed weekend, which felt a little strange in that in some ways that felt in theory a little bit forced, but we ended up just feeling very comfortable together, and it made for just a lot of fun for all of us. I did go back again and spent Father's Day with Erica and her family.
Did.
And yeah, that was really special and added some really terrific images to our project, I think. I should also add, on the walls with all of the photographs, there is text in English and Spanish. The exhibition design is all Margaret Middleton's marvelous work, and there are prompts on the walls, a little bit of information about how Erica is transgender and how, you know, every family changes over time, but then like a question like, how has your family changed? So that parents can read the text and then have those conversations with the children as they go through the exhibit.
Now, the exhibit is called Mimi's Family.
It is.
I understand that, Erica, you are Mimi.
I am Mimi, and I have a 9-year-old granddaughter, Madison. And when I decided to transition, my daughter, Julie, asked Madison, "You've been calling Papa, Papa. You know, that's not really appropriate, you know, for a female. What would you like to call her?" And I said, "Julie, Papa is fine. I have no problem, you know." She said, no, we need to formulate a new name. And Maddie named me Mimi. So that's where that came from.
Maddie's a bit of a hero of mine. We interviewed all of the family members, including the children, about, you know, what it's like being in that family and all kinds of things. And Maddie really stepped to the plate to explain what Erica transitioning was like for them. And she put it in the context of, you know, we've had divorces and deaths, and all told, it doesn't seem like transgender is that big of a deal.
With children, it's more like, how do the parents relate to them? Because that's going to help formulate whether there's acceptance or not. And with my kids, they all handled it in a really wonderful way to make it easy for my children, you know, my grandchildren, to accept it.
Now, a question for you, Matthew Clowney, as the photographer behind the series. It's done now. You've got the exhibit. How do you feel about it? What do you hope people will see in these pictures?
Well, that's a great question. I'm very proud of having been part of this, and I'm excited about these images going out into the world, especially in the context that they're in, that it'll be seen in venues that especially cater to children. My hope is that it will be sort of a not a big deal, but just a lovely story to enjoy, that more people will recognize somebody that they now feel like a connection to, that they feel like they know, that can improve their recognition of transgender as no big deal and cool.
That's wonderful, Matt. This is Erica again. And my hope is that when people look at the exhibit, they see a beautiful blonde. No, I'm just kidding. I hope they see love and support and caring, and that's what I hope they find from the exhibit.
Matthew Clowney is a photographer based in Providence, and his photos of Erica Tobias and her grandchildren are on display in Provincetown, Massachusetts through this weekend, and then they will move to the Boston Children's Museum in October. Matthew and Erica, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much, Chuck.
You can find more information about Mimi's Family, the photo exhibit, at our website, ripr.org.